Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Zayin and Beis, about 6 lines from the end of the page at Ibayilohu. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored as Chusur for Shlema for Rabbi Kalmer Shlita Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah by a lifelong Talmud, and it's also sponsored by Stephen Hubert, Le'ili Nishmas, his father, Yosef ben Moshe, Alav Shalom, whose yard site is today. May his neshama have an aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is we're going to continue on the topic of Tumas Mashkin, but we're also going to branch into Tumas Ochlin as well. Meaning, in the previous daf we mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his original psak. He changed his mind and he concluded that Mashkin can only be Metame Kelim Midrabbanan. Mashkin did not have the ability to be Metame Kelim on a Daraisa level. So the Gemara is going to discuss what about the ability of Mashkin to be metame foods. Is that also only midrabanan, or is that perhaps d'oraisa? Then the Gemara is going to analyze how Rabbi Yossi was able to derive from psukim, where he saw in the psukim that a liquid can be metame food midoraisa, but cannot be metame other liquids, nor be metame kalim on a d'oraisa level. That Rabbi Yossi's shita is the only thing a liquid could be metame on a d'oraisa level is food, and not kalim, not other mashkim. And then in the context of discussing what a food can and cannot be metame, the Gemara explains the source of the rule of ein osa kayotze bo, that a food cannot be metame another food. A liquid cannot be metame another liquid. That tumah transmits more easily when it's min b'she'eino mina, when it's unlike things from one to the other, but not parallel when it's food to food or liquid to liquid. And then the daf is going to conclude with Rava's statement that really Rabbi Yossi holds that liquids cannot be metame anything midaraisa. And when he says that they could be metame food midaraisa, that wasn't Rabbi Yossi. He was saying that b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. He was explaining the shita of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. But he personally holds that liquids are not able to be metame anything, not even food on a daraisa level. The Gemara is going to say, lo Rabbi Akiva savlak Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yossi savlak Rabbi Akiva, and that's going to continue into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin 6 lines from the bottom of the page on daf Yud Zayin Amud Bey. So says Gemara Ibayilu, they raise the following question: Mikelim Mudadar Bay Avol Ba'Ochlin Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Sirulei Odilma Legamri Hadar Bay Rabbi Meir. When we say that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, do we mean to say that he changed his mind only from what he originally said, that Mashkemar Metame Kelim Midaraisa, and now he holds that they cannot be Metame Kelim Midaraisa? But as far as Mashke's ability to be Metame Ochlin, he holds like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa that we had, that it still does have the ability to be metame min haTorah? And therefore, if you have a suffix, whether Mashke touched Ochlin, the halacha would be Luchumra, Odilma, Legamri Adrebeir. Maybe no, maybe he changed his mind entirely. And even from the fact that he originally said that Mashke could be Metame Ochel, Minatari changed his mind. And that would align with the sheet of Rabbi Meir that we had back on yesterday's Avant Hazayinim Ral, that Tumas Mashkin to be Metame other things is only Midrabanan, period, on anything, even when it comes to Ochel. So we're trying to figure out when Rabbi Yehuda says that when we said that Rabbi to change his mind, and he doesn't think Mashke has quite the capacity to be Metame, does that mean it doesn't have the capacity to be Metame Kalim, or doesn't have the capacity to be Metame anything on a Daraisa level? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tashma will bring a Raya to be Poshet this Suffolk. There is a Mishnah Meseches Parah that tells us, and again, we're trying to figure out Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, so we're going to have a couple of opinions in this Mishnah, but of greatest interest to us is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah Meseches Parah tells us, Parah Shasa Mechatos. If you have a parah that drank mechatos, mechatos is the water in which the ashes of the parah aduma were mixed in, and a parah of it could be even chulin, doesn't have to be a kachim animal, drinks the mechatos, and then you shechted that parah within 24 hours of it having drunk that water, bisara tameh, the basar of that parah is tameh because of the mayim of the mechatos that's in it, because the mechatos Chatas has the status of an avatuma, and an avatuma is metame adam kalim. Certainly, it's metame ochlim. So it's metame the baser. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer batel b'me eha. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the baser is not tame. The mechatas already became batel in the digestive process when the animal drank it. So it's already not considered mechatas as soon as it drinks it. So since it can't be used as mechatas the moment the animal drinks it, it loses its status of an avatuma, and therefore it's not metame the baser. Well, says the Gemara, wait a second. If you want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda only retracted the idea that Mashka could be Metame Kalim, but he still holds that Mashka could be Metame Ochlin, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that it could be Metame Ochlin on a Daraisa level, on my Batel B'Me'el the Gamri, why would he say that the Mechatas had no impact on the meat? Nihi Detum Chamura Lo Metamu. I understand that as soon as the animal drinks the Mechatas, it's no longer an av hatuma. The mechatas is no longer usable and therefore loses the status of an av hatuma. But tuma kala mia nitamu, meaning let the mechatas at least be considered like something that once touched an av hatuma, right? At least it's that. Meaning the mechatas itself loses its status as mechatas, but it does have a history. It once was mechatas, so it's always touching itself. So we should view it as if it was something that once came in contact with mechatas. And what would the halacha be about something that once came in contact with mechatas? If the mechatas is an av, that which came in contact with the mechatas should be a rishon l'tuma. So let the baser be a sheni l'tuma, because the mechatas, that which touched the mechatas, meaning the mechatas itself, after it's no longer usable, touched the baser. So let it be a sheni l'tuma. Why does he assume that batul b'me'ah, that it doesn't even become a sheni l'tuma? It must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that liquids do not have the capacity to even be metame ochel. Let alone kelim, they don't even have the capacity to be metame ochel. That's the raya from the Mishnah in Parah. Says Gemara, not a great raya. My batel b'me'anami, batel mitum chamurav, tum kalim mitamu. All Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah was batel b'me'aha. He didn't say the word tahar. He didn't say that the meat of that parah that drank the mechatas is tahar. He just said that it's not really mechatas anymore. Okay, maybe that's exactly what he means. It's not really mechatas, meaning the avatum of mechatas, and therefore the baser is not a rishon, but maybe it is a rishon l'tumah, like something that touched the mechatas, so the baser is a sheni. Maybe that's exactly what he meant when he said batel b'me'aha. So my batel me'aha nami, batel mitum chamura, mitum kala, mita'av, tum kala mitamu, but it's still mitami tum kala. Mechlal de tanakama savra, so says Gemara, no, that can't be. That can't be correct. That Rabbi Yehuda, when he says batel b'me'aha, means that it's still tame as a sheni l'tumah, because if Rabbi Yehuda is only metire the mechatas from being an avatuma, mechal de tanakama savra tum chamura nami mitamu. It must mean that the tanakama, who's more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda, holds that the mechatas still has the status of mechatas. It still has the status of an avatuma even after it's drunk by the para. But habesara tame katane. The brisa, the tanakama said in the mishnah that besara tame. So it sounds like only the basar, which is an ochel, can become tame from that mechatas. But Adam and Kalim that would touch it would not become tame. But if it had a status of an avatuma could be metame Adam and Kalim as well. So it must be that the Tanakama holds that the mechatas that was drunk by the para is a rishon l'tuma. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda, who's more makel, holds it's not even a rishon l'tuma. It's not even something like the status of something that touched the mechatas. And if it's not even a rishon l'tuma, now our raya is back. That must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's not tame mitame at all, he must hold that mashke lacks the ability to be mitame ochel on a daraisa level. So says Gemara, no, kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. There are no two shitos. The whole brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. V'chisur imech shavachi ktani. You just have to add in a little explanatory note in the brisa here in the Mishnah. Rather, the Mishnah means to read as follows. Parash shasa mechatos besara tame. If a para drinks mechatas, its basar is going to be tame once you shecht it. Bamed var mamurim tumakalim. When do we say that the mayim that's in its that's in the para's stomach is tame is mitame other things? That's only tumakala of a mashka rishon. Aval tumachamura, but to give it the full status of mechatas to be an avatuma, lo, that it doesn't have. Why not? Share Rabbi Yehuda Omer batel b'me'aha. Not that Rabbi Yehuda is a different opinion. It's all one opinion that the mechatas Tumas is no longer an Ava Tuma once the party drinks it. It is a Rishon Tuma, just like something that had come in contact with the Mechatas, and therefore Batul b'me'eha does not mean that the basar of the para is not going to be tame at all. It means batul b'me'eha that it's going to be a sheni l'tuma. So we do see that Mashke does have the ability to transmit tuma to Ochlin, even though Rabbi Yudol's Mashke does not have the ability to transmit tuma to Kalim. Says Mara, a second possible answer, a second possible response to this raya from the Mishnah Maseches Parah, Rav Ashi Amar li'olam batul b'me'eha legamri, that really we say it's completely batal b'me'eha, it's completely gone once it's digested, mishum dahavel mashka saruach, because once something goes into an animal's body, it doesn't have the status of mashka at all. It doesn't even have a shame mashka. You wouldn't call it a mashka anymore. So no, we wouldn't say that mechatas that a cow drank is at least as tameh as something that touched mechatas, as a mashka that touched mechatas. You don't even get to step one. It's not a mashka. Forget about what its history was. It's not a mashka, because once it's being digested by an animal, it loses the shame mashka, and therefore you can prove nothing about the capacity of a mashka to be metame from a Mishnah and Para about mashka that was digested, that was swallowed by an animal. That's not going to be a raya at all. So you see that in the digestive process, the food lacks its, it changes entirely. That it's batul b'me'eha entirely. And even if you were to shecht it and you would take the mayim out of the animal's stomach, that mayim itself would be tahar. It doesn't have tumah at all, even a tumah kala, because it's mashka saruach. So the post can discuss, based on that idea, that once an animal ingests something, that it's gone, that it's entirely gone, do we ever look at the food that the animal ate to determine the kashrus of an animal, based on what it ate during its lifetime? The Rama in Yerodei Asim and Samach Sif Aleph writes that if you have a behema that was nispatim with dvarim asurim, that the way they fatten the animal was they fed it usher things, that behemoth was going to be mutter. But, says the Rama, if all you ever fed the animal were dvarim asurim, then the animal is going to be usher. And the Shach quotes what the Rama writes in the Taurus Chatos, the name of the Yisra Vahater, that l'chadchila, you're not allowed to buy an animal from a guy that nursed from chalav tamea. If you have an animal that entire growth came from chalav tamea, from chalav of a non-kosher animal, so it sounds like even if it wasn't the entire thing, sounds from the Torah Chatas that it wasn't the entire diet of the animal, still the chachili you shouldn't buy it. But the Shach disagrees and he says we could be matir b'achili even basa that was nispatim kol yameha from achalas asuros, because as soon as it's digested, it's gone. It's not you ignore the fact that there were machalas asuros that went into its system, because as soon as it goes into its system, it's not considered a meichel anymore. It's not considered machalas asuros. And therefore the Shach says, no, it's only if it was Isurei Hana'a that were nispatim the animal its entire life. Because it doesn't have to be an ochel for you to be getting Hana'a from it. Meaning, if you're going to say that it's machalas asuros, so the machalas asuros are still there and impacting the animal. No, that we say doesn't happen. As soon as the animal swallows it, it loses its status of machalas asuros. But you are getting Hana'a from that which the animal ate. So if the animal only ate that which is asr bahana, then it's going to be asr. And the Prima Gadim is machriya that if it's nispatma kol yameha with the isurei achila, then b'diavad you're allowed to eat it, but l'chadchila, if it's known, then you're not allowed to buy it mitzad maris ayin. And you're not allowed to feed it the dvar masurim, but sometimes, even l'chadchila, you could feed it certain machal masurim, but you're not supposed to feed an animal, so it's only machal. But if it's nispatma kol yamel bi surei hana'a, then it's asr even b'diavad. But if at one time ate surei hana'a or something, or every once in a while eats surei hana'a, then it's not going to be a problem. That's how the Prima Gadim is machriya. So this is very nogea lemaisa. This was the whole debate that they had about eating veal. Are you allowed to eat veal? Because they found that veal are just the baby cows. They shech them when they're very young, and the meat is very soft. So Rav Meisha has a tshuva about it from from a different perspective about the Tzar Bali Chaim, because they try to make sure that the animal doesn't develop at all, because if it gets strong, then the meat's not going to be as soft, so they lock it in like a little cage so that it's not really able to move, so that the meat will be very soft. So that's one issue. You have the Tzar Bali Chaim issue. But you have another issue. They also don't feed it a normal diet. They give it like a liquefied diet, and that liquid they discovered is basar b'chalav, because it needs to get its protein also, I guess, so they have to put some basar in the feed. So it's basar b'chalav, and that's all it ever eats. They never allow it to eat anything else. So if all the veal ever ate was basar b'chalav, and certainly if it's basar b'chalav on a daraisa level, that's asr b'hanah, then the animal is going to be asr. So a number of years ago, there was a big tumult about it. So Rabbi Ganak, I think, worked out with the company that makes the feed that it wouldn't be basar b'chalav midaraisa, to make sure that the basar b'chalav is only basar b'chalav midrabanan. Rav Shechter still wasn't satisfied, because it sounds like if all it ate is machalos asuros, b'diavad, but l'chadchila, you're not supposed to, like the achra, the prima gadim, that l'chadchila, you're not supposed to eat it. So I think Rav Shechter still doesn't eat veal, but most of the OU, I think, does give a hashkacha on veal. But that's part of this idea, that there's only a discussion to be had because of the idea of mashke saruach, that once it goes into the animal, it's gone. So now the Gemara goes back to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. We had in the Braisa on Yitzayin and Beis about Tumas Mashkin, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that a Mashke Tame, that we're not sure if it was Matame something else, so La Ochlin Tamein, we'd be Machmir Misafek if you're not sure if a Mashke Tame touched food, because the ability of a Mashke to be Matame food is Daraisa, but Lekelim Tarim, if you're not sure if it touched a Kli, then we would say Tahar, because the ability of a Mashke to be metame a kli anyway is only on the drabbanon level. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bchanan Amar Shlakish Rabbi Yosi B'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbo Amara. When Rabbi Yosi said that the mashke has the ability to be metame food mida oraisa, but kelim only mida rabbanon, that's a reflection of the sheet of his Rebbe, not his own sheet, of the sheet of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. How so? The darish yitma yitame. Rabbi Akiva in general had a style of drasha where when the Torah says yitma, he would darshan it yitame. Tameh, meaning that not only something becomes Tameh, but when the Torah says Yitma, he would darshan it by changing the Nekudos to Yitameh, and now has the ability to be Metameh other things also. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Sota, Bo Bayom, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as Nasi, so that's Brachos Daf Chav Ches, tells us that whole story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being appointed Nasi. So on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, Darush Rabbi Akiva darshan, right, they opened up the doors of the Beis Medrash, and everyone was allowed in, and some stomach there were, it was Leibetik that day, there were big shiurim. It used to be that only those who were Tocho Kebaro were allowed in the base manager, but he changed the admission policy. So they were holding big drashas. So Darsh Rabbi Akiva, darshaned about the pasuk when it comes to Tumas Sharetz, where the pasuk says, V'chol kli charas asher yipol mehem, the pasuk describes any kli charas that a sharetz goes into the airspace of the kli charas, so anything that's in that kli becomes Tameh, and the kli itself, you should also tishboru mikol ochal sheir chol sheiriyol of mayim yitma and kol mashka sheyishta b'kol kli yitma. So the sheretz is an avatuma; it falls into a kli, makes the kli a rishon l'tuma. The kli will make food or drink in it a sheni l'tuma. So Rabbi Akiva says about that: eino omer tamei. The pasuk doesn't say about the food that entered into that kli cheres that it's tamei. Didn't say the word tamei. It said ella yitma. Why did it say the word yitma? It must be that it's supposed to be darshined yitame acherim, that the food that goes into that kli cheres has the ability to be mitame other things, which is a gevaldik achidish. Sheretz is navatuma, kli cheres now becomes a rishon, the food that was in that kli cheres becomes a sheni, and Rabbi Kiva is darshaning that sheni latuma, that food that's sheni latuma, yitame, can be mitame other things. And he's talking in the world of chulin, he's not talking about being mitame truma, meaning Rabbi Kiva is telling us this unbelievable shita that limen al kikar sheni, sha'osa shli. We always think that the rules are Shlishi, that's only something for Truma. Revi, that's only something for Kodesh. Rabbi Akiva held otherwise. Rabbi Akiva held that you can have a Shlishi even in the world of Chulin, based on that word, Yitma, to darshan it Yitame. So just like Rabbi Akiva darshan by Tumas Ochlin, Mikol Ochel Asher Yachel Yitma to mean Yitame. So when the Pasuk describes Tumas Mashkim, it also said the word Yitma. It said, V'kol Mashka Asher Yishasa B'chol Kli Yitma. So he must just darshan that also to be Yitame. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds that a mashka has the ability to be Mitame Ochlim min HaTorah, because the Torah uses the word Yitma when it comes to mashkim. So that's why we're assuming that Rabbi Yossi was Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra, that he was saying within the style of drasha that Rabbi Akiva had. Over here by a mashka, how is Rabbi Yossi going to darshan the Yitma that the pasuk itself says about mashkim, meaning because Rabbi Yossi didn't say that mashka just mitame everything. He said mashka has the ability to be mitame ochel, but it does not have the ability to be mitame another mashka, nor does it have the ability to be mitame kelim. So how does he know to darshan the word yitma? Granted, you're going to take the word yitma and you're going to say it means yitame, that it can be mitame something else. Okay, I'll take that. But how do you know what? How do you know that when it's mitame something else, it's only food, but not other mashka and not kelim? If it's called mashka, yitma, yitame, letame tumas ochlin, that it has the ability to metame food, but not other mashkim nor kelim. Satam letame tumas ochlin, no, letame tumas mashkin. How do I know? Maybe it means that it has the ability to be metame other mashkin. So amart lo kachoya. No, that can't be. My lo kachoya. What do you mean that can't be? Why not? Samra papa lo matzina tumas shosokiyotse. But we have a rule that tumah does not transmit easily to something that is a like kind, meaning mashka is not metame mashka, ochel is not metame ochel. We already had back on Daf Yudalit such a rule that ochel is not metame ochel. So here we have that. Tumah does not transmit to something that's kayotseba. Ravina amar migufe dekranami alomat samrit. Forget about that. Just look at the pasuk. You don't need any mesara that lomatzinu tumah shosa kayotseba. From the pasuk itself, you can't say that yitma means that yitame, that mashka has the ability to be metame other mashka. No, yitma, the tame tumas mashkin, you can't say that the word yitma that it says by mashka is telling me that it can be mitame other mashkin. Yitma disable tame tumas mashkin, because if when it talks about tame liquids and the word yitma means that those tame liquids can now be mitame other beverages, so yitma the resha nami tame tumas mashkin, then it must be the yitma of the resha that when it talks about tame foods is also talking about being mitame mashkin. So if that's the truth, if that's the case, that when the pasuk talks about a tamei food and when the pasuk talks about a tamei beverage, both of them are metame other mashkin near vinavidich tevinu. Why does it have to say the word yitma twice? Just put it as one phrase in the pasuk. Let it say mikolo chalashaya chalashayavol of ma'im. And v'kol mashka asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitma. It should say food and drink that become tamei are both yitma. They both have the ability to be metame mashkin. So trei yitma lamali. Why does it have to say yitma twice? Eli yitma dereisha letamei tumas mashkin, yitma deseifa letamei tumas ochlin. No, it must be that when we're talking about food becoming tamei and having the ability to transmit tuma, that's tamashkin. And then I need the word yitma a second time in the context of a mashka to tell me that it has the ability to transmit tuma only to Ochlin. So we had said that according to Rabbi Yossi, kalim that you're not sure if a mashka touched the kli, a mashka tami, you're not sure if it touched the kli is tahar, because a mashka is not metame a kli min haTorah. And therefore, suffix tum is going to be mutter, because it's going to be tahar, because it's not metame a kli min haTorah. So how do we know that from, right? So says Gemara ve'ema letame as a kalim. Okay, you've just shown me that the mashka's tumma does not transmit to another mashka. Einos hakiyotzi, but it doesn't transmit to something that's just like it. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that it's not metame kalim on a dar level, that that's only on a Drabana level, and that's why he's mitayer kalim that a mashka maybe did touch, maybe didn't touch? So v'lav kal v'chomer, so says Gemara, because after all, isn't it a kal v'chomer that a mashka cannot be mitame kalim? Uma kli shemitame mashka ain mitame kli, if a kli which is mitame a mashka does not have the ability to be mitame another kli, so mashkin habotin machmas kli ain odin shlo yitame was a kalim. A mashka that itself only became tame by virtue of its contact with the kli, for sure shouldn't be able to be metame kelim. If you have the kli tame itself, a sheretz touches a kli, that kli cannot be metame another kli. So for sure, if the sheretz touches a kli and the kli touches the mashka, that mashka should not be able to be metame another kli. It's another step down from the intensity of the tumah of the kli. The ema kilo metamu. Mashkin Abayin Machmas Kli, Av Mashkin Abayin Machmas Sheretz, Hachinami Dim Tamu. Yeah, but that Kal V'Chomer only works if you're going to assume that the Mashka became Tamei from a Kli. But Mashka has other ways of becoming Tamei. Let's say a Sheretz touched the Mashka directly. So now the Mashka is Tamei on account of the Sheretz. Maybe that Mashka could be Metamei a Kli. But why did Rabbi Yossi say that Mashka can never be Metamei a Kli on a Daraisa level? Maybe it all depends where the Mashka got its Tuma from. That ain't Hachinami. If the Mashka got its Tuma from a Kli, so then it can't transmit that tumah to another kli. But if it got its tumah directly from a sheretz, maybe it has the ability to transmit the tumah to a kli. So hachinami dimetamu. So mashke and bal machmas sheretz miksivi. So it says, where not? The Torah never talks about a mashke that became tameh from a sheretz, right? When it talks about a mashke becoming tameh, it only talks about a sheretz that went into a kli, and there was a mashke in that kli. That's the entire discussion in the Torah itself. So mashke that becomes tummy from a sheretz, v'lav mi kal v'chomer kasi, where can't I derive that from a kal v'chomer? Umam mashke nabayin machmas kli mitamin, if mashke that became tummy from a kli has the ability to be mitamin food, mashkin abayin machmas sheretz lo kalshkein. So mashke that came in contact with the sheretz, of course, has the ability to be metame, and maybe it has the ability to be metame more than just food. Maybe it could be metame kelim as well. Says, well, that's not the way kalvachomer works. Dayel abamin adin lios kanidon. If the only way that you know that mashke has the ability to be metame, that mashke that came in contact with the sheretz has the ability to be metame, is because it's a kalvachomer, that even a mashke that became tame from a kli, which became tummy from a sheretz, can be metame, then for sure a mashka which became tummy from a sheretz directly can be metame. The ability of the mashka that came in contact with the sheretz directly to be metame can be no greater than the ability of the mashka that came in contact with the kli that came in contact with the sheretz can be metame. That's the rule of Dayo, that wherever you're learning the kal v'chomer from, that which you learn it to cannot be stronger than that which you learned it from. So Dayo labamin adin lios kanidon, and therefore a mashka, yes, has the capacity to be metame other things, but only ochlin. It can't be metame another mashka, like we said, because it doesn't run across, right? You don't enos keyotze bo, it's not metame like kinds, and a mashka cannot be metame kelim, because there are two types of mashka that we could potentially entertain being metame kelim. A mashka that itself became tame from a kli, that for sure can't be metame kelim, because even that which it got tuma from, even the kli itself cannot be metame kelim. And the mashka that itself became tame from a sheretz, but that also can't be metame kelim, because that it doesn't say in the Torah. That's only derived from a kal v'chomer from the other kind of mashka. So daya laba min adin lios kanidon. So now the Gemara goes back to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva had this idea that when the Torah says yitma, it really means yitame. That it can be metame other things. So the Gemara says yitma deresha, the yitma that it said in the beginning of the pasuk about an ochel tame, hechi darish. How does Rabbi Akiva darshan that yitma? Mikola ochel asher yechel asher yavol of mayim yitma l'tamei samashkin. Right? He darshan that if a food, when we said a food that touches the klicheres that the sheretz came in contact with is yitma, that means the food has the ability to be metame mashkin. How do we know that? Ata omer l'tamei samashkin or enel l'tamei esakli. Maybe food that came in contact with the kli, that came in contact with the sheretz, should be able to be metame kelim. How do I know that it's only metame mashkin? So amart kal v'chomer, because it's a kal v'chomer. Umam mashke she metame ochel eino metame kli, if mashke, which can even be metame food, cannot be metame kli, ochel shein metame ochel, a food which cannot be metame other food. It doesn't even have the koach of a mashke. So a food which is apparently a lower level, saying additionally metame kli, for sure shouldn't be able to be metame kli. So hamani mekayim yitma. So then, what does yitma mean when we talk about food that's tame, that it has the capacity of yitma of passing on that tuma? Metame es hamashkin shein alulim lekabel tuma. It must be that it can only be metame that which is most susceptible to becoming tame. And what is most susceptible to becoming tamei? Mashkin. Mashkin are the item that is most receptive to tuma. So ochlin is very limited in its ability to transmit tuma, because ochlin cannot be metame even another ochel. A mashka could be metame an ochel, but ochel cannot be metame an ochel. So ochel is very limited in its ability to transmit tuma, and therefore it's only able to transmit tuma to that which is most susceptible to receiving tuma, only to a mashka. So says the Gemara, my ear. a mashkin mishum dalun le kabel tuma, tegum le mishum dalach midi achrini. Meaning, why do we're trying to figure out what can an ochel has to be mitami something because it says yitma and yitma means yitami, so it's got to be mitami something. But we already went through it can't be mitami an ochel, can't be mitami a kelim. All that's left is a mashkin. Meaning that's the other, it's just by process of elimination we should have figured out that the ochel is mitami a mashkin. Why do I need to say, oh, it's because a mashke is the most alul in the kabbal tuma? We can learn it because there's nothing else to say yitma about. Because and yitma means to be metame acherim. It's not metame kelim because of the kal v'chomer from mashke, and therefore it can only be metame mashkim. Sachi kamer v'chi tema ochel chomer de metame mashkin. And if you want to try to suggest that maybe ochel is actually more chomer from a mashke because it's metame mashkin as opposed to a mashke which is not metame another mashke, and therefore even though a mashke is not metame a kli, netame a kli, maybe an ochel is a stronger form of tumah than a mashke. Maybe it has the ability to be metame a kli. Says Gemara, no. Ha'u chumra de mashke numishum de mashke alun lekabel tumah. You're trying to tell me that an ochel is more chamur because it could even be metame a mashke? That's not because of the chumra of ochel. That's because of the receptiveness of the mashke. It's not because the ochel is such a strong tumah that it could be metame a mashke. It's because a mashke is so receptive to tumah that even a weak ochel can be metame it. So the mashke is really more chamer than the ochel, and therefore if a mashke is not able to be metame a kli, kol shkein an ochel is not able to be metame a kli. So now the Gemara discusses umayhi alasan. What about a mashke tells you that it's so receptive to tumah? Meaning that when figuring out these drushos, we say, oh, if ochel can transmit tumah to only one thing, that one thing must be a mashke, because a mashke is so super receptive to tumah. What do you know about mashke that tells you that it's so receptive to tumah? So says Gemara, shemekabel tumah shelo behechsher. When it comes to an ochel, the only way an ochel can be mekabel tumah is if it first comes in contact with one of the seven liquids, yad shachadam. It needs to be huchsha lekabel tumah. V'chiyutan al mayim that v'chiyutan you have to have mayim or one of the seven liquids that comes in contact with the food. But when it comes to a mashke, it doesn't need to come in contact with anything. It's huchsha v'yomed. It's already considered to be huchsha lekabel tumah from the very outset, and that's why the mashke is considered to be that which is alul the kabel tumah. So the Gemara brings another makor that ochel and mashkim are not metame something that is, meaning it's like kind, meaning that an ochel is not metame an ochel and a mashke is not metame a mashke. Yitma, the pasuk says yitma both by an ochel and a mashke that became tame from a kli, which in turn became tame from a sheretz, de'enosa kayotseba. And we dash from there that the tumah cannot be transmitted to that which is just like it. Because even though Rabbi Akiva dash in the word yitma to mean yitamei, but since the word is actually read yitma, there's also a miyat there. Meaning, if all the Torah wanted to tell me is yitamei, that it has the ability to transmit tumah, it should have said yitamei. But that's not the mesara. The mesara is the way we read that word is yitma. So it must be that there's a miyut in that pasuk. And what's the miyut? That even though ochel and mashka are mitamei other things, because we are allowed to darshan it as yitamei, but still it's not mitamei something that's kayotsebo. And therefore, no. Ochel is not metame in ochel, a mashke is not metame in mashke. Ask the Gemara, mehach nafka? That's where you learn that from. Mehasam nafka, the makor of that din is from the pasuk by Shema Tumasheres, v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal minivlasam alav tamehu. And the brisa we already had back on Daf Yudalid was from the word who, that the word who is coming to be made. Hu tamei veinosa tumah kiyotzeba, that the zera, the food itself, is tamei, but it does not have the ability to transmit tumah to other food. So isn't it from the word hu that we learn that food cannot be mitamei other food? Why do you have to say that it's from yitma, that it doesn't say yitamei and it says yitma? So says Gemara, we need both drushos. Chad b'mashkan aban machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkan aban machmas kli. One of these miyutim is to tell me about a mashka that became tamei directly from a sheretz, that even such a mashke does not have the ability to transmit tumah to other mashkin. Now that's a high level tumah, meaning the sheretz is nav, the mashke becomes a rishon. Even mashke that's a rishon cannot be metame other mashkin. And then I have another drasha to tell me that if the mashke became tame from a kli, which means the mashke is only a sheni, right? Meaning the sheretz was an av, the kli that it was metame is a rishon, the mashke that was metame was a sheni, that mashke that's a sheni can also not be metame another mashke. Says Maratzrichi, why would I need both of these drushos? If you only would have told me that a mashka that's a sheni l'tuma cannot transmit tuma to another mashka, I would say, yeah, because it's only a sheni. But give me a mashka that's a rishon, and that will be able to transmit tuma. If you show me a mashka that's a rishon l'tuma, that's actually chamur, so then I would say that maybe it does have the ability to be metame other mashkin. That's why I need both drushos. Says Mar, that doesn't really explain why I need both drushos. That explains why I can't have only the drusha about a mashka sheni not being metame another mashka. Why not tell me a drusha that only a mashka, only one drusha about a mashka rishon not being able to be metame another mashka? And then I'll know, kal v'chomer, if even a mashka rishon cannot be metame another mashka, of course a mashka sheni cannot be metame another mashka. So it says more of Lashmin and mashka naban machmas sheret, kolshke mashka naban machmas kli. So it says more, no, because mil sadasi b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. Enochinami, you could have derived it from a kal v'chomer, but sometimes that which is derived from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk is going to write it anyway. That's tarach v'kasav lakra, which is interesting, because why? Why would the Torah write it anyway? I mean, the midas shatar and drashas ben are work, and they create dinim da'araisa, so why would it be tarach v'kasav lakra? So this perhaps is an indication that when the pasuk writes something, it's upgraded, meaning there are different levels of dinim da'araisa. That which is derived from midas shatar and drashas ben is not quite the same as that which is explicit in the Torah, that which is mefurash b'kra. So milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Sometimes the Torah will go out of its way to write it anyway. The Gemara does have an expression elsewhere, lamalikra svarahu. Why do I need a pasuk? It's a svara. Kavachomer is really a form of svara also. So the Gemara seems to assume that there's no benefit of having something directly from a pasuk if you could have had it from a svara. So the Balei HaTosfos discussed this already, that maybe there are different levels of svara. Maybe there are some svaras that are stronger svaras, some svaras that are weaker svaras, and kavachomer, you could have a question on a kal v'chomer sometimes. You're able to be yochiach against the kal v'chomer. But once it's tzarech v'kasav lakra, then you're not able to do anything with it. So now the Gemara goes back to explain what Reish Lakish said in Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Tumas Mashkin's ability to be metame ochlim is mina Torah, was only saying that l'shitas Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva, who says yitma means yitame, will say that yes, Mashkin can be metame ochlim mina Torah. But he himself, he doesn't hold that. He doesn't think a mashka has the ability even to be metame ochlin. So Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, Ravina challenges Ravashi. How could you say that Rabbi Yossi was speaking b'shitas Rabbi Akiva? V'ha'amar Rava lo Rabbi Yossi savak Rabbi Akiva, v'lo Rabbi Akiva savak Rabbi Yossi. That neither holds like the other one. That Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva that a sheni can make a shlishi in chulin. Remember, Rabbi Akiva had said yitma yitame, even that you can have a shlishi in chulin, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi even his kal v'chomer, where he darshans that there's a psul revi b'kodesh, as we'll soon see. So since Rabbi Yossi holds that tumas mashkin to be metame ochlim is minatorah, and the makar is based on the word yitma, that it says by mashki yitameh, it has to be that he would have to hold that a sheni would make a shlishi b'chulin, because the yitma that it says by a mashka and by an ochel, that touch a kli, that touch a sheretz, which is only a sheni l'tuma, it says the word yitma. So according to Rava, that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and holds that a sheni does not make a shlishi b'chulin, it can't be that he's going to darshan the drasha of Rabbi Akiva over here either. Meaning, if Rabbi Yossi rejects the yitameh about making a shlishi, then Rabbi Yossi by definition has to reject the Yitamei about a mashka being able to be Matame Ochlin as well. So the Gemara says, Ravashi responds to Ravina, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amara. Rabbi Yossi said this within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, meaning when Rabbi Yossi reported that a mashka could be Matame in Ochel, yeah, in a chinami, he doesn't know that. V'lei lo svirulei. That's not him. That's within Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that way, but he personally doesn't know that way. Tomorrow we'll get into the other side, right? What it means that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. But before we do that, we'll just close with an interesting idea. The Gemara had said over here that Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'Chomer Tarech V'Kasav L'Kra. So in the state Sofim, he quotes in the name of a Sefer Echad, that why does it say Tarech V'Kasav? What's the Tircha of Kasav L'Kra? There's no Tircha for the Ribbono Shel Olam to write something. So he says, based on what the Mekubalim write, and you find this in Rav Yosef Engel brings this from the Bnei Yisachar, there are a lot of Sfarim that say say this, that, you know, there are two sets of 13 that we find. There's the Yud Gimel Midos Shatarn Reshben and the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, and they align with each other. And the Midah of Kal V'Chomer aligns with Kel. And that's why they say when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam, right, so what did he say? That Avio Yarak Yarak B'Fanel, that she would only be rejected for so long, so Kal V'Chomer. He used the Kal V'Chomer to daven for Miriam. And what was the tefillah for Miriam? Kel na refan Allah. He used Kel, the midah of Kel, to and the midah of Kel is a midah sarachamim. So that's why when davening for Rafua, he used Kal V'Chomer, and he dafka uses a midah sarachamim. So it's always beneficial to use a Kal V'Chomer whenever looking for rachamim. So Tarach V'Kasav L'Krai suggests might mean that the more you take it out of the realm of Kal V'Chomer, the more you're minimizing the koach harachamim. Koach harachamim is strongest when it's purely within the realm of Kal V'Chomer, because Kal V'Chomer matches up to Kel. He quotes from some sefer over here that Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov was once sick, and they called the doctor. He said, I need a doctor. And they called the doctor, and the doctor prescribed something. He said, I'm not going to take it. They said, why did you call the doctor if you're not going to take it? You know, you're not interested in taking the medicine. He said, no, I don't need the medicine. I need a Kal V'Chomer. So the Ribbono Shel Olam sees this doctor is not from at all. He doesn't observe any mitzvahs, and he's perfectly healthy. So if that person could be perfectly healthy, Kal V'Chomer, I should be perfectly healthy. So that's going to be the greatest medicine, is using the Kel. You should listen to your doctors, you should take your medicine, but okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there.